Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is Trick or Treat. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Because man-made systems insist that man becomes sick and useless, suffers and dies, all in consonance with the laws of God, are we to believe it? Are we to believe an authority which denies God's spiritual command relating to perfection? An authority which Jesus proved to be false? Matthew, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. From Genesis to the Apocalypse, sin, sickness and death, envy, hatred and revenge, all evil are typified by a serpent or animal society. The serpent is perpetually close upon the heel of harm. From the beginning to the end, the serpent pursues with hatred the spiritual idea. In Genesis, this allegorical talking serpent typifies mortal minds, more subtle than any beast of the field. In the Apocalypse, when nearing its doom, this evil faces and becomes the great red dragon, swollen with sin, inflamed with war against spirituality, and ripe for destruction. It is full of lust and hate, loathing the brightness of divine glory. Genesis. They went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. The creations of matter arise from a mist or false claim, or from mystification, and not from the firmament or understanding which God erects between the true and false. In error, everything comes from beneath, not from above. All is material mirth instead of the reflection of spirit. Genesis. And out of the ground made the Lord God Jehovah to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge stands for the erroneous doctrine that the knowledge of evil is as real, hence as God bestowed, as the knowledge of good. Genesis. And the Lord God Jehovah took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The name Eden, according to Cruden, means pleasure, delight. In this text, Eden stands for the mortal, material body. God could not put mind into matter, nor infinite spirit into infinite form, to dress it and keep it, to make it beautiful or cause it to live and grow. Man is God's reflection, needing no cultivation, but ever beautiful and complete. Genesis. And the Lord God, Jehovah, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Is it true that God, good, made the tree of life to be the tree of death to his own creation? Has evil the reality of good? Evil is unreal because it is a lie, false in every statement. Genesis. The Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God Jehovah had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Here falsity, error, credits truth, God, with inducing a sleep or hypnotic state in Adam in order to perform a surgical operation on him and thereby create woman. This is the first record of magnetism. Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God Jehovah had made. And the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This myth represents error as always asserting its superiority over truth, giving the lie to divine science and saying through the material senses, I open your eyes. I can do what God has not done for you. Bow down to me and have another God. Only admit that I am real, that sin and sense are more pleasant to the eyes than spiritual life, more to be desired than truth. And I shall know you, and you will be mine. Thus spirit and flesh war. The history of error is a dream narrative. The dream has no reality, no intelligence, no mind. Therefore the dreamer and dream are one. For neither is true nor real. Genesis. And the Lord God Jehovah called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Here there is an attempt to trace all human errors, directly or indirectly, to God or good, as if he were the creator of evil. The allegory shows that the snake talker utters the first voluble lie, which beguiles the woman and demoralizes the man. Adam, alias mortal error, charges God and woman with his own dereliction, saying, the woman whom thou gavest me is responsible. Truth, cross-questioning man as to his knowledge of error, finds woman the first to confess her fault. She says, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat, as much as to say in meek penitence, neither man nor God shall father my fault. She has already learned that corporeal sense is the serpent. Hence she is first to abandon the belief in the material origin of man and to discern spiritual creation. The serpentine form stands for subtlety, winding its way amidst all evil, but doing this in the name of good. Its sting is spoken of by Paul when he refers to spiritual wickedness in high places. It is the animal instinct in mortals which would impel them to devour each other and cast out devils through Beelzebub. Revelation. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That false claim, that ancient belief, that old serpent whose name is devil, evil, claiming that there is intelligence in matter, either to benefit or to injure men, is pure delusion, the red dragon, and it is cast out by Christ, truth, the spiritual idea, and so proved to be powerless. The words cast unto the earth show the dragon to be nothingness, dust to dust, and therefore in his pretense of being a talker, he must be a lie from the beginning. His angels or messages are cast out with their author. The beast and the false prophets are lust and hypocrisy. These wolves in sheep's clothing are detected and killed by innocence, the Lamb of love. Divine science shows how the lamb slays the wolf. Deuteronomy. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. In viewing the sunrise, one finds that it contradicts the evidence before the senses to believe that the earth is in motion and the sun at rest. The earth's diurnal rotation is invisible to the physical eye, and the sun seems to move from east to west, instead of the earth from west to east. Until rebuked by clearer views of the everlasting facts, this false testimony of the eye deluded the judgment and induced false conclusions. Our theories make the same mistake regarding soul and body that Ptolemy made regarding the solar system. They insist that soul is in body, and mind therefore tributary to matter. The evidence of the physical senses often reverses the real science of being, and so creates a reign of discord, assigning seeming power to sin, sickness, and death. But the great facts of life, rightly understood, defeat this triad of errors, contradict their false witnesses, and reveal the kingdom of heaven, the actual reign of harmony on earth. Astronomical science has destroyed the false theory as to the relations of the celestial bodies, and Christian science will surely destroy the greater error as to our terrestrial bodies. The material senses reversal of the science of soul was practically exposed 1900 years ago by the demonstrations of Jesus. Yet these so-called senses still make mortal mind tributary to mortal body and ordain certain sections of matter, such as brain and nerves, as the seats of pain and pleasure, from which matter reports to the so-called mind its status of happiness or misery. Medical theories virtually admit the nothingness of hallucinations, even while treating them as disease. And who objects to this? Ought we not then to approve any cure which is effected by making the disease appear to be what it really is, an illusion? Here is the difficulty. It is not generally understood how one disease can be just as much a delusion as another. It is a pity that the medical faculty and clergy have not learned this, but Jesus established this foundational fact when devils' delusions were cast out and the dumb spake. A felon on whom certain English students experimented fancied himself bleeding to death and died because of that belief. when only a stream of warm water was trickling over his arm. Had he known his sense of bleeding was an illusion, he would have risen above the false belief. Sleep and mesmerism explain the mythical nature of material sense. Sleep shows material sense as either oblivion, nothingness, or an illusion or dream. Under the mesmeric illusion of belief, a man will think that he is freezing when he is warm, and that he is swimming when he is on dry land. Needle thrusts will not hurt him, will seem intolerable. Animal magnetism thus uncovers material sense and shows it to be a belief without actual foundation or validity. Change the belief, and the sensation changes. Announcing the death of a friend occasions the same grief that the friend's real death would bring. You think that your anguish is occasioned by your loss. Another dispatch, correcting the mistake, heals your grief, and you learn that your suffering was merely the result of your belief. Thus it is with all sorrow, sickness, and death. To put down the claim of sin, you must detect it, remove the mask, point out the illusion, and thus get the victory over sin and so prove its unreality. The Hebrew lawgiver, slow of speech, despaired of making the people understand what should be revealed to him. When led by wisdom to cast down his rod, he saw it become a serpent. Moses fled before it. But wisdom bade him come back and handle the serpent. And then Moses' fear departed. In this incident was seen the actuality of science, that it was shown to be a belief only. The serpent, evil, under wisdom's bidding, was destroyed, and this proof was a staff upon which to lean. The illusion of Moses lost its power to alarm him when he discovered that what he apparently saw was really but a phase of mortal belief. To material sense, the severance of the jugular vein takes away life, but to spiritual sense and in science, life goes on unchanged, and being is eternal. Temporal life is a false sense of existence. Any supposed information coming from the body or from inert matter, as if either were intelligent, is an illusion of mortal mind, one of its dreams. Realize that the evidence of the senses is not to be accepted in the case of sickness, any more than it is in the case of sin. The verity of mind shows conclusively how it is that matter seems to be but is not. Divine science rising above physical theories excludes matter, resolves things into thoughts, and replaces the objects of material sense with spiritual ideas. The supposition that life, substance, and intelligence are in matter, or of it, is an error. Matter is neither a thing nor a person, but merely the objective supposition of spirit's opposite. The five material senses testify to truth and error as united in a mind both good and evil. Their false evidence will finally yield to truth, to the recognition of spirit and of the spiritual creation. Psalm: There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. This concludes the readings.